Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thank you all for the wonderful thoughts that continue to come.
See, he's been reading his Facebook again.
I appreciate it. It was a beautiful weekend on the farm. Beautiful weather. A lot getting done, finally. It's nice to come back to that. It's just tough to come back to it the way that it is.
Have you been doing some work this weekend?
I did a lot of work, actually. Moved a lot of equipment around. Started to spread manure. Found a field that was dry enough that I could actually get on it. And so, and I'm putting things together because I'm going to have a big auction in a month, probably a couple of months, and all that stuff's coming together. Plus, just picking up after I did a lot of appraisal and assessment of what actually happened, what got broken, what fell apart over the course of the winter. But there isn't any snow left, and I guess that's a good positive thing. Richie, you don't have even aware. Yesterday, out and about, it was 70-something here. And I think it'll be that way. It looks like it's supposed to be that way through the week.
75 today.
You've got a little rain maybe tomorrow. Yeah. Last week, the polls, actually we had some pretty good polls last week. Some of them, and I don't say this disparagingly, are more interesting or are more readily focusable. Is that another word? Something that fits in. We always ask over the weekend, we list the top 10 talk topics, as I said earlier on, and how things shook out with you. 22% of you said the presidential prospects thing was the number one item. I suggest that will be actually probably in reality number one. It was number six or five or whatever last week. We were talking about Hillary Clinton announcing that she's running for the presidency. The next item that was on the list was the nuclear negotiations. I don't see that as being a lot of hoop. For me, it doesn't do it. What actually was number one for me last week was what was number three on the poll, and that's the policeman killing the black motorist. I think we have we've lost or are losing our way when it comes to all of this. Here's another. You may or may not have seen the footage showing a reserve deputy officer shooting an unarmed black man in Tulsa over the weekend. Yet enough is there a day that goes by? Have we come to that in America, that every day we're going to expect to see some sort of information about a white policeman shooting a black man? Tell me a week. Has there been a week since the beginning of the year when we haven't focused on one of these incidents? Whether in the top 10 topics.
Is it the news media looking for?
Looking for
because I can only think of
they're handed it on a silver platter.
Yeah,
the news media doesn't have to look for it. It's happening.
I'm wondering, has this always been happening?
Well, that's a good question.
The police are always
shooting
engaged.
White people. Black white people are
arresting
shooting black
somebody,
people?
Having scuffles, conflicts, shootouts. It always happens. It's police.
So
duty.
If that's the case, it's what?
It's they chase people that are breaking laws. And
right. But these people aren't. The fellow that got shot the other day, what law was he breaking last week? The one that...
He was running away.
He was running away.
From the
police because he had child...
So he gets shot in the back by the policeman?
No, that's not right.
That doesn't justify anything.
Okay. All right.
But he was doing something.
But he was doing
running
something.
Away.
There was a cause for him to get pulled over.
Mm-hmm. All right. You leave me speechless. 888-30...
You don't think that's true?
I didn't say that it wasn't true. The guy wasn't running away. We have all these incidents. Whether it's the news media, you know me, I am not a fan of the news media. I think the news media is self-serving, self-righteous, self-absorbed, and not very good at what it does. Having said all of that, I think the same for, unfortunately, most of the police forces in our country. Not the police themselves, but the management that allows these people who ought not to be police to get on the force. So that these incidents, there is a better way. There's always got to be, or not always, but more often than not, there has to be a better way of handling these situations than shooting the perpetrator. Unless the guy's got a gun and he's aiming it at you, then you need to shoot him. Other than that, more often than not, what I render out of this, or what I get out of this, is that and I use the East Haven police force in Connecticut as an example of this, not only because it's run by a fellow that went to school with me and is a friend. He ran the Framingham Police Department and ran successfully other police departments. But East Haven had exactly the problem that we're talking about here. Shootouts galore. East Haven is a very heavily black area. New Haven is a black area. All of those big cities in southern, well, not even in southern, all the big cities in Connecticut, whether it be Hartford, whether it be New Haven, whether it's what's the other, what am I looking for down the road?
Did you say Hartford?
Hartford.
I said Hartford and New Haven, but Yale is not in New Haven. Yeah, Yale is New Haven. There's another city that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
So for the point that I'm trying to make here, that these heavily charged cities, heavily charged because there is a racial overtone to many incidents that the police have to deal with. And East Haven, which is the one that I'm actually focused on anyway, it's not really a suburb of New Haven, it's a separate entity, and it's almost as large as New Haven, had unbelievable problems, like Ferguson. You remember when they were in the news? You can Google East Haven and the police there, go back 4 or 5 years, and the kinds of things that were going on there were pretty much the same as what we heard with regard to Ferguson. Only because a bigger city, there was more focus, they fired pretty much everybody in the police department, certainly the leadership and officers, and they brought in my friend. And what he did was modernize the equipment, modernize the thinking, got the unions on his side, and fixed a deplorable situation. Any one of you can Google it and see how the thing is turned around. So now, where they were loaded with these kind of problems, now, do they still have problems? I'm betting they do, but they don't have, and I don't know this for a fact, but I know they don't have the problems in regard to race and with the press. And as a matter of fact, I think the last time I was thinking about this was a couple of weeks ago, when that town was focus of either a major television or newspaper article about how to fix police departments. So if it can be done there, it can be done everywhere if you want to have this kind of thing not be a problem in your community. I think that's pretty much what I'm saying, Richie. When you hear me talk about the police, it usually is disparaging, because I think they create or allow to be created their own problems in many circumstances. Is it easy to deal with the kind of trash and corruption that there is out there? No.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Police don't show up at your house if you're a model citizen.
Don't go into the police department if you expect an easy ride. That's not what the job is about. It's like signing up. It's like Bo Bergdahl goes into the military and expects to have a pretty easy time of it. You don't. It's not what happens. You got to expect that you're going to get shot at.
You know who has the answer?
Who's that?
Bill Larrabee has the answer, I think.
Will Stack.
Will Stack is?
You go to our video of the day.
Mm.
I saw this yesterday trending on Facebook all over the place.
Yeah.
Will Stack is about a 24, 25-year-old black guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he got pulled over by the police.
Right.
And after he did, he pulled over and he made this short video, which
is the audio.
Which
the video is there, yeah, but the audio you're going to play for us, right?
And it's all over the place, yeah, here it is.
Usually I don't do these kind of videos, but I felt like this one was necessary. I was in Lexington maybe about 10 minutes ago taking care of some business, and I was pulling out of the courthouse, taking a left. And the lane was filled up with traffic, but the turning lane that was a few feet up ahead of me was free, so I made my left turn and I proceeded through the median until I got to the turning lane. An officer pulls up behind me, throws on his lights. After understanding that he was there for me, I pulled off to the side, and he came up and he said, how you doing, yada, yada, yada. So the reason I pushed you over is for improper use of the median. He told me what I did, asked for my license and my registration. I gave that to him. He left for a while. Now, I will say that while he was gone, and while he was with me, I made sure my hands were on the steering wheel. I made sure to speak very politely, as I always do. I did what he told me to do. I handed him the information, and I sat there, and I waited, and I turned my music down. A few minutes later, the guy comes back, hands me my stuff, and he explains, you know, the median needs to be open for emergency vehicles, blah, 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 blah. I was in the wrong. I didn't realize it. I just did it out of habit. He gave me a warning, and I was about my way. Now, the point of this is to say that I am an African-American male. This gentleman was Caucasian. There were no problems. He did his job. I did what I was supposed to do. And that was it. You know, I feel like people need to understand that not all officers are crooked. Not all officers are racist, bad people. Mm-hmm. And not all people who get shot or tased or arrested by officers are innocent victims. You know, just because you're black doesn't mean you're a victim. Just because you're white doesn't mean you're a racist. Just because you're a cop doesn't mean you're a bad person. This world really needs to stop putting labels on people and things and see them as who they are. People doing jobs, doing things. Ignorance has no color. God doesn't see color. Why should we?
Man, give that guy
really
a
good
gold star.
I love that guy.
Yeah, good. All right, says it all. We don't have to say any more. Reactions if you want. That'd be a good place for you to use facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Please watch our video of the day at dougstephan.com. Let us know what you think. Now it's time for us to all tell you what we think about Super Beats.
Love it.
Super Beats. Richie loves it. Jennifer?
Love it.
Kenny?
Yep, what they said.
What are they going to say? That they don't like them? No, they're not going to say that.
No, but I need energy all the time, and this is helping me.
Yes. We have turned this program around from a lazy-sounding bunch of stupid people.
Hey!
Now, because we're on Super Beats, we sound like we really are. We are awake, alive. We're poignant. We have personification. We've done it. We've got it all because we have gotten the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. We put them in some, we put those grindings from the Super Beets into a glass, and there you go. You're going to have a better day because what happens, beet juice is rich in nitrates, which leads to nitric oxide helping your muscles use oxygen much more efficiently. Get the oxygen around to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs, to your heart, to everything. Gives you that pickup. Let's go. Let's start the day moving in the right direction. And the right direction for you right now is to dial 800-655-4183 to get the same pickup that Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I get by using Super Beats. Go to DougLikesBeats.com or try 800-655-4183. You are going to, within 20 minutes, you'll feel what we're talking about. I want you to feel it too. So call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free when you order a regular amount. The money-back guarantee goes forever. You'll get a book called Beat the Odds, which explains how this all works.
Get it.
Free shipping. Get it. Beat the Odds. Get it. Get it. Get it. 800-655-4183. Get it. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
America Weekend.
Today on App Check, Code Academy. In this day and age, everyone should know a little HTML programming. Here's an introduction to basic concepts behind apps and websites. Code Academy.
It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. In the new Carl's Jr. ad, Heidi Klum tempts a young man with a burger.
That young man is Jesse LeBeau. His love for basketball took him to Hollywood with dreams of starring in sports commercials and movies.
How did he break into the entertainment industry?
One of the first things I did when I got out here was find out where the actors, directors, and the producers go and play basketball. And I just showed up and started playing with them. And instead of me going up to these people and being like, oh, you do this and that, it was more of them approaching me. Hey, we want you to be on our team and we want to play with you. So basketball was kind of an equalizer.
Think about the players in your industry. Where do they hang out? What are their interests?
Find your equalizer for a fast break to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 1-800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the best way to assure your children that the family is safe and all is secure? You can tell them, and, well, you should, but there's an easier way, and it works wonders for all involved. Here's the real-world science of it. Recently, I was at the airport, and this little boy and his mother were sitting near me patiently waiting for someone. All of a sudden, the father of the family appeared, and the entire family ran to greet him, big hug, and a wonderful homecoming. Then the little boy said, "Aw, Dad, go ahead and kiss her." And Dad complied.
You need kissing badly. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
What's the cheap psychological trick? When children see their mothers and fathers affectionate with each other, it speaks loudly that their family is safe and secure, and that any form of separation is remote. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Everybody's trying to make a buck these days off of being green, and check this out. The Japanese have released a 1,300-pound machine that crunches up office waste, like old Xerox paper and such, and turns it into toilet paper. This Japanese toilet paper machine is able to produce 2 rolls an hour from around 1,800 sheets of used copy paper. Each TP machine costs $95,000. Obviously, if anybody's office has that much dead copy paper, first they ought to be looking to reduce the madness of that kind of consumption. And what's not known is just how much juice this 1,300-pound beast uses to process all the Xerox paper to kick out just 2 rolls of toilet paper. And after you've tried Charmin with aloe, by the way, recycled shredded Xerox paper will never hold a candle. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.